It's a sweet man. Hey, goes delicious. Hey, get some of fun at pool party. And it's a sweet man. Tata matau na makostume ungene mazini. Kwa mwazo nani mandaka mana.
Some swimming related South African music, all because of this.
World record for Schoenmaker with a goal for South Africa.
Shattering a world record and winning Olympic gold, Tatiana Schoenmaker. Giving us just that little bit of injection that we need on a Friday morning, some national pride, something to feel happy about. Really, really great news, waking up and reaching for my phone and the news updates pop up on news service and the pop-ups come up. And great to see winning gold in the Olympic 200 meter breaststroke, the first South African woman since Penny Haynes in 1996 to win Olympic gold in the pool. I know we often use sport as a crutch in South Africa, but you know, we celebrate the tiny victories. We celebrate just the small things that, you know, there are a lot of things to be happy about. Living in South Africa, of course, but a major sporting victory is, of course, you know, that shot in the arm that makes us all feel good. It could just all just be touchy-feely and warm stuff, but it makes us feel good. And if it makes us feel good, then it works. But how are you doing this morning? The lines are, of course, open. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 0725671567. You know, I'm a kid of the 80s and the 90s. I was essentially raised by TV, of course, American programming. So a lot of my pop culture references come from that era. In 1996, there was a WWE wrestling series. It was called Mind Games. Look, wrestling is, of course, scripted sport entertainment, but it's just that. It is entertainment. Whether they are faking a fall or not, it is sports entertainment. And the plot line for this Mind Game series was that between a guy called The Undertaker and a guy called Goldust, for months, they would play mind games with each other. Like, literally, leave a coffin inside your house. And obviously, this was all scripted. It was all planned. It all culminated in a big pay-per-view match. And it was absolutely great marketing. And it was great and gripping storytelling. But I'm absolutely loving the mind games between the Springboks and the Lions at the moment. I am loving the absolute, and this is what a rugby analyst in the UK has called SHIT-housery. The SHIT-housery of Russie Erasmus. I have nothing but respect for my director of water carrying. I think he's absolutely brilliant. And this week has just been about mind games between Russie Erasmus, Springboks, Warren Gatland and the Lions, which I think is actually doing the trick to bring great cover for the actual players preparing for the second test. Let them prepare in silence. Let them concentrate. And Russie Erasmus is that cover. Everyone's wondering and writing and tweeting about him, and not necessarily that's what's happening in the camp. And I think that is absolutely a great plan. And no one is asking what's the mood in the camp. You know, who's fighting off a niggle away injury? Because everyone wants to know, who is Jaco Joane? Well, Russie says it's not him. Of course it's not. And Jaco Joane was a Twitter account that was created ages ago, which appears to be the burner account of someone very close to the Springbok director of rugby. But Russie Erasmus perfectly denies that it's not him.
Yeah, no, that's actually why I'm at the press conference. I was feeling Sorry for Jacques, because I knew he's going to probably get that question. No, I'm actually not Jacques Johan, I'm Johan Erasmus. So I actually follow Jacques Johan. He's a big supporter of us, and he's been feeding me some really good clips and for a while now, some really good things that I actually used in the past. So he's a very big supporter, a really funny guy, and I quite enjoy the things that he does. Why I'm so active on Twitter, I actually just, I think, retweeted about two or three tweets that I really thought was accurate.
And the British press is going absolute bananas. But Warren Gatland, of course, started this first. You know, they also started with the concerns over COVID in South Africa and whether it's safe and the tours up in the air. And when they got here complaining about referees and the TMO and Rassie Erasmus, who is allowed to be on the field as a water carrier. And I think it's a fight that we and as South Africans, that we can and that we must get behind. One thing about South Africa is when our collective backs are against the wall, we do stand up for each other, no matter the mess and the fights that we have internally. We stand up for each other. And in fact, our colleagues here at Prime Media, Darren Simpson, who is the host of KFM Mornings, he did his patriotic duty. He called the hotel where the Lions were staying, and he put out a challenge to Warren Gatland himself.
Good day, welcome to Talent Spa. Chelsea speaking, I'm Mrs.
All right, Chelsea, how are they? Can I please speak to Warren, please?
Warren.
Yes, please.
Your name, sir?
It's Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah.
One moment.
Thanks.
Experience and a defining sense of place. Hotel and Spa will deliver on brand commitment to offering exactly like nothing else moments.
Sorry, so the surname?
Gatland.
Gatland, one moment.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Warren.
Yes.
It's Rassie. What are you watching there in your hotel? Chasing the sun.
Good one.
I know why you hate me, Warren. You've got all these trophies, eh? You've got this Six Nations trophies. You've got Heineken Cup trophies, English Premiership trophies, New Zealand trophies. You've got a lot of trophies, but I've got the one thing that you desperately want, and that is a World Cup trophy. Hey?
I love you.
I think your bum is jealous at the amount of that comes out of your mouth.
Jacco Johan.
Sorry?
Do you not Jacco Johan?
That is not me. You guys think that are me. That are not me.
All right.
I are legit the water boy.
Okay.
What's the problem with me being water boy?
Nothing. Get back to your few lines.
Sorry? You want to take us outside? I'll meet you in a car park there, and we'll sort this out old school. What do you think about that?
Let's do it.
Hey, yeah. I'll meet you there. You meet me there. We settle this old school. You stop talking about me and your nonsense newspapers.
Tell me when you want to meet there.
All right. Tomorrow, 10 o'clock, I'll be there.
Okay. Perfect. I'll be there too.
In fact, bring your whole team. Bring your whole team.
No.
I'll take on
I only need myself.
So
tomorrow at 10.
10 o'clock, I'll see you in the car park of okay, Warren.
Very well. Will do.
Brilliant. All right. Do you know what's a snot club?
No.
Tomorrow I'll show you exactly what's a snot club. Okay, Warren.
Okay, see you at 10.
10 o'clock, car park, me and you, let's duke it out.
I love it.
Can't wait.
Neither can I. I'll see you tomorrow at 10. I'm going to go. All right.
10 o'clock in the car park, me and you, Warren.
Yes, okay. We'll see you then. Okay, bye.
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 I love it. And of course the purists will say, you know what, keep it on the field. Let the players do the talking on the field. But sports is also sport entertainment. It's also how we get behind this effort. And we compete and we support, and it stirs up all these emotions in us. And I personally endorse backing our boys trolling the Lions every chance that we get. In fact, I'd like to announce that I am Jaco Johann. Are you Jaco Johann too? Let me know. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567. You're listening to The Morning Review.
Hi, Lester. Henny here in Wetton. So just with regards to the Rossi saga, I honestly think that if they all just shut up and play the game, put the points on the board, that's the best way to keep everyone quiet, especially your opponent. Score the points. Keep them quiet. Stay out of the media. Nothing's going to change. What's World Rugby going to do? Suddenly get a whole new bunch of referees. Those are the refs that have built over time, have become the professional refs that they are. And it is what it is. It's human error. It's going to happen in sport. It's kind of part of the game. I find, like in football, the whole VAR thing is annoying. For me, the ref is part of the game. He's a human. He makes calls, and so be it. So I think Rossi should just shut up. Because tomorrow, if we lose, that'll be the end of him. I'm telling you now that everyone will crucify him. So yeah, that's my opinion. Lekker show, thank you.
Thanks so much. Look, trolling comes, of course, with its own risks. But that video that was supposedly leaked, 62 minutes of, I think, Rossi Erasmus giving advocate-level analysis, putting forward a case that the South African Springboks were biased in that match. That they were biased against by not only the referees on the field, but also the TMO. And it's because of Warren Gatland's pressure on that TMO that calls that were more than 50-50 in our advantage didn't go our way. And that is what cost us the game. So I'm all for declaring myself and everyone else Jaco Johann. And we get those Lions on and off the field. But your thoughts, your calls, 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.
Cape Talk.
Cape Talk, the open line.
Call 021-446-0567.
Welcome back. 22 minutes to 12 o'clock. It is the open line. Roger calling in from Durbanville. How are you doing, Roger?
Hi, Lester. Pretty good. And you?
I'm feeling that endorphin rush now at the moment. It's like I'm coming down from a very, very big adrenaline rush, of a scare. My heart was beating a little bit, but I'm starting to sort of come down now and
right.
I'm feeling those endorphins. It was quite fun, actually.
Lester, just a comment on birth pains versus kidney stone pains. Mm-hmm. I knew a lady who had had kids and had kidney stones, yeah. Not at the same time. And I once asked her which was worse. And she said, oh, kidney stones are far worse. And that was from someone who had experienced both.
Look, people are asking me here on the WhatsApp line, what hurts more, being kicked in the groin or what I've experienced, or I can't relate to real labor pains. This was definitely an experience. All I know is that if a man is kicked in the groin, he'd never want to do that again. On the other hand is, women aren't keen of having more than one children. So, I don't know.
But you can also have more than one kidney stone, Lester.
Very true. Very true. But Roger, thanks so much for the call. Really appreciate it. Keep your calls coming in. It is the open line, 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. Let's go to one or two of the voice notes that have come through. Johannes?
Wow, Lester. Theo from Worcester. I admire you. Give that man the bells.
I'm probably going to need one after this. Not a belt. I'm a brandy man. Double brandy and Coke as soon as I get home is definitely going to calm some of my nerves. Let's go to another voice note.
Lester, do you know what gets me off? is when these anti-vaxxers that has no scientific background is against the vaccine because the new world order has implanted a chip in us, or it's going to pick up 6G, and people are swallowing this crap, and it's being preached from the makeshift pulpits, and it's being preached from in business meetings, and it's being spread. I mean, I think the real pandemic is stupidity. Really, it's stupidity.
And it's from people who are also very well-meaning, and you think of, all these people, of course they would be logical and trust the science. I know I have an older person in my life, and this was when someone close to us passed away of COVID-19, and I was on the phone with her, and I said, I asked how she's doing. I haven't seen her well. She says, no, I stay at home. I don't go out. I stay safe. And then asked, and when was your vaccine? And then she said, oh, I don't know about that. And then I scold an auntie, and it wasn't right of me to scold someone, but I was stern with an aunt who is totally well-meaning and who totally does understand that there is something called COVID-19 that still spreads amongst us. But at the same time, she's, because of being on Facebook and social media, she says, ah, I don't know. Well, I try to convince, and I hope that she does go. But Cam has called in. How are you doing, Cam?
Actually, Pam.
Yes. Oh, sorry, Pam. It says Cam, you're on That's my okay. screen.
All right. Am I online?
Yes, you're live on air.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. I actually am driving through Cape Town. This morning, I went on R300 towards N1 City. From N1 City, I'm now back through Goodwood, Epping, up now on the N2. I have never seen such litter and pollution and stuff lying everywhere. There seem to be townships popping up all over the place. Have they even got services, Lisa?
Have you been past Black River recently? Along the N2, and I know that regularly there are cleanup operations, and there are groups of volunteers who go out on a weekly basis. They go out and they clean the river all the way from Black River, where the golf course is, all the way down to the river mouth, close the in that opens up into Table Bay. And before lockdown, these people would be there regularly, at least once a week. That's the amount of litter that comes down there. And there are lots of services that have been stopped over the last 15 months. And it's definitely an issue that we do need to concentrate on.
Does it need to be volunteers that are doing this?
Yeah, you're right.
Where is our municipality? Where is the council? Where are the municipal workers?
Yeah. Totally get you.
Please, but we can follow it up somehow.
I will definitely take this up.
There is absolutely no dignity in living like this.
Pam, really appreciate the call. 021-446-0567. The lines are open. It is the open line here on the Morning Review. We don't schedule any interviews. We leave it all up to you. Give us a call. 021-446-0567. Let's go to another voice note.
Absolutely love this chat and all the funny moments too. I gave birth to two daughters naturally, absolutely the most painful thing, but once that baby comes, it's, you forget about the pain, and it's an incredible experience. And yeah, I just wish that more women today would choose natural birth. Thanks for the lovely talk.
I'm being asked now, what is the baby's name? I haven't thought about that. I've gone through 20 minutes of labor pains, and throughout that, I have not thought of a baby's name. You can help me. I have no idea what to call this imaginary baby that I just birthed now, live on air. Give me some suggestions, please. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, a voice note. 072-567-1567.
All aboard the Magic Bus with Shiloh Noon. Shiloh Noon. As he takes you on a musical journey through the rock and roll of the 60s. myself, 'cause I will be there with you. And 70s. Magic Bus.
Saturdays at 9 p.m.
Just the hits on Cape Talk.
Join the music.
At African Bank, we know you give the best and expect the best. Be it providing the best home for your family, ensuring your children learn beyond the classroom, making inroads in your career, or investing in your roots. You give the best, but who returns it? Only African Bank does. To invest in the best, visit africanbank.co.za. African Bank, we are you. African Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Avril Elizabeth Home for the Mentally Handicapped is hosting its first annual art competition called Bears That Care. They believe keeping teddies around the home gives their residents a sense of unconditional love, stability, and reassurance. Their mascot is also a teddy bear. If you're a scholar between grade 1 and 12, enter your artistic interpretation of A Bear That Cares for a chance to win awesome prizes. Your art piece could also appear in the home's promotional and advertising material. Visit the Avril Elizabeth Home website at avril.org.za or like their Facebook page for more information. Entries close on 30 September.
Spice Mecca's newly packaged spices, categorized by spicy orange, exotic red, natural green, and magical purple. Use our blends and seasonings, masalas, herbs, or pure ground and whole spices to create yet another unforgettable taste experience. Choose your color. Choose your number. We have your taste. So come on, do it the Spice Mecca way, the cook easy way.
Cape Talk.
Cape Talk, the open line.
Call 021-446-0567.
Options for baby names. Lester, the baby, it's a girl, says Rosemary. Rosemary decided it's a girl, and her name is Lestalia. I like the other suggestion, Lilybeth. She's nice. It's not Lilybeth, but it's Lilybeth. It's quite sweet. Jamie in Somerset West, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Lester. I'm afraid I don't have a great name. I was going to say Lester Jester, but you know.
I've been called worse, so don't worry.
Anyway, rather you than me. So well done for taking one for the team. We can put that debate to bed now.
Yeah.
I don't know whether we want to talk about rugby or litter, but I think we're going to improve this weekend. I think we had a lot of match fitness, which was lacking last week. And I guess similarly with the referees, they might have been in that same aspect. And I guess, you know, the technical things of forward passes and was you ahead or behind or whatever, you know, those are all very difficult to get, and obviously with the TMOs, they should be able to correct those. Or if there's a bit of doubt, well, let it be made. Make a call and go with it. But I think fundamentally, the big problem is obviously when we have dangerous play, and there isn't any repercussion for that, and no disciplinary after the match. I think that in itself is where world rugby has certainly erred. So,
and what Russ has said during that video, that 62-minute video, he said when that tip tackle came of Willie LaRue, he said that was at least a yellow card. And with the narrow margin of their game, a British and Irish Lions that are man down, 14 men against 15, that could have had an impact on the outcome of that game.
Yeah, no. Look. I'm less worried about the results of the game than I am about the consistency. And I'm quite happy to take it on the chin to say we didn't play that well.
Yeah.
We were rusty, and that we missed three penalties. They missed two. They got an extra try, sort of thing. So you know we can split hairs about it. But I think at the end of the day, we want to ensure that the officiation, if they make a mistake in the field, that there still is an accountability after the game. And I think that's really what Rassie is raising. And if there is bias towards the Springboks, you know, as deemed whatever, so be it. But we really need to look at the ambit of the game and how we apply the laws. That's fundamentally what Rossi's raising, and that the umpires, the referees are consistent. You know, without that, what's the point?
I really appreciate it. Look, I'm going for a win. I'm going by a win by five tomorrow. Some of the analysis after that game, Skalk Berger was on point, and he's actually become a really decent analyst, on-field analyst, and saying essentially that, you know, despite what happened in terms of referee calls, the mind games, the Springboks coming out in the second half were not the team that came out in the first half. And maybe it is that 18 months, is it already 18 months of not playing international rugby? But Jamie, really appreciate your call as always. Keep them coming in. It is the open line here on the Morning Review, 021-446-0567. Other name suggestions that have come in? Indorphinia, Lestalia, Lester Dolar, or Dolor. Latin, Dolar is Latin for pain. I'm still going with Lilybirth. But let's go to a quick voice note. 072-567-1567.
We must go full coloured with that baby's name, because the daddy's name is Amy and the mother's name is Lester. We have to call the baby Esther. Cape coloured style.
Kinsanam is Lamy. Kinsanam is Lamy. If you're going to go with that principle, then it's Lamy. Let's go to another voice note.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but how does that guy know that it's being preached in churches and in business meetings and stuff like that? Come on, man. No one knows what side effects the vaccine can cause within the next 2 years. The thing's just been released a couple of months ago. I mean, you guys be the guinea pigs. All you old people can be the guinea pigs for now. We'll try it a bit later after we see this thing is solid, and a couple of you actually died of old age and not the vaccine.
Brother, I've had my vaccine already. I had 2 days of side effects. I had a sore arm for a full day. I felt tired. Johannes, our technical producer, has had the same. We both trust the science of it. This is not a vaccine that's just been developed now. It's a vaccine that's already been developed. That's probably been in research for the last 10 years. Coronavirus is not new. This is a new strand. COVID-2 is something that has come about since the end of 2019. That doesn't mean that we haven't been studying coronaviruses and vaccines for them before then. And we've said this multiple times. It's like repeating a record. The research has been going on for years already, but let's have a listen.
Hi, Vicky from Melkbosstrand. I don't think a man would really know what a woman really goes through during childbirth, because various women have different levels of pain. But I remember a doctor telling my wife and myself just before my wife was ready to give birth, and he said to me as the husband, I'd like you to know what your wife is going to go through, the degree of pain. He said, I'd like you to take your hand, pull it over your head and grab your top lip, and then pull that lip right over your own head. That is the type of pain she might experience. I thought that was quite a graphic explanation. But anyway, thanks for a lovely program.
And there are some people who are saying, like, what's the point of this? And this is rubbish. I know it's not actual birth pain, but it has at least given me an idea. And I think more people, more men, should experience this. If I can describe the pain, it is a pain that I cannot pinpoint. Someone pricks me in my arm or even pulls my lip from my face, I feel it there. But this is a pain which essentially debilitates my lower half of my body in a throbbing pain, a dull pain. It's an ache that is neither superficial but neither deep inside me at the same time. It was really, really interesting.
The baby's name must be Mary, named after Mother Mary, Jesus' mother. Thank you.
Amen. Look, if I were to give birth, it would be some sort of a really immaculate conception right now. But this was just a test for Lester Tester. We'll do something else next week again. If you have any ideas on what you'd like us to do, if you have something that you think we could test on Lester Tester, I try the thing so that you don't have to, drop us an email. Drop us a message, 072-567-1567.
Get access to award-winning eyewitness news in the palm of your hand. The EWN app. Around-the-clock news wherever, whenever. Download the EWN app for the latest in local and international news, entertainment, sport, and more. Have your say by commenting in-app on the day's top stories and get alerts for all breaking news so you never miss a thing. Get the inside scoop that's inside the truth inside your phone. Download the EWN app now on ewn.co.za.
Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
Bringing you all the number ones from
1985.